Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to our call to worship and praise. True love doesn't just sit there. God's love, true love, works. This is genuine love. Not that we love you, God, but that you, God of creation, you first loved us. Heavenly Father, as we invest this time in your presence, in worship and praise to you, fill our hearts with the reality of your love. God, help us to be so in love with you that others can't help but see your fingerprints on our lives and in everything that we do and say. And Lord, help us to fill our minds with your word so that your Spirit will make it come alive in our hearts. That way, your thoughts will be our thoughts. And our actions will be your actions through us. Lord, please bless this time with your presence and help us to have hearts and ears to hear so that we won't be just hearers only, but that your word will take root in our hearts and minds so that your love works in and through us to your glory. Amen and amen.
Be holy because I am holy. I used to hear that verse, and it would make me feel so guilty and uncomfortable. How can God expect me to ever live a holy life? How can I consistently be who He wants me to be? Then I came to understand that Christ Himself is holy, and He wants to live His holy life within me. I could never live a pure life on my own, but when I let Him, He lives His pure and beautiful life through me. He only asks that I trust Him one moment at a time. As I trust Him, I find myself loving God more deeply, and He begins to give me a genuine love for those around me.
We cannot love without You, just fear and pride without You. O spring of freedom, strength and joy, come live and love through me. We have no peace without You, alone unclean without You. Eternal Spirit, Holy God, come make Your home in me. Come Lord of all, be Lord in me. Come breath of life, breathe liberty. From all that binds and burdens me, from all that's less than You, think my thoughts and dream my dreams. Be all that love would be in me. May all my heart and all its streams flow full and fresh to You. My life, my breath, my Jesus, my peace, my strength, my Jesus. Source, my soul, Jesus, my Lord. Oh, spring of freedom, strength and joy, come live and love through me.
Jesus.
You're listening to Call to Worship. Love works. No matter what else fails, true love, God's love, works. Please invite your friends to join us for this one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. On the Call to Worship website, you can listen to our programs whenever it's convenient to you. Even if you're not able to listen in live due to your work schedule, you can find us online 24 hours a day. And you are able to look through the list of topics and choose one that meets your need at that time, or even listen to a program a second time. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Please make a note of our new mailing address. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. I will repeat that for you again at the end of today's program.
Lay down his life for his friends.
This is your call to worship. When we have the love of God in our hearts, He gives us love for one another. And that kind of love works. It has a power that the world cannot fully understand. And there are times that we don't understand it either. It is beyond description. But let's invest some time in God's Word to see what He wants us to know about it. Oh, and listen for this as we walk through God's Word together. This is love for one another, not just for other believers. Here is some Old Testament instructions on how to show love for our fellow man. Leviticus 19, "When you harvest the crops of your land, do not harvest the grain along the edges of your fields, and do not pick up what the harvesters drop. It's the same with your grape crop. Do not strip every last bunch of grapes from the vines, and do not pick up the grapes that fall to the ground. Leave them for the poor and the foreigners living among you. I am the Lord your God. Do not steal. Do not deceive or cheat one another. Do not defraud or rob your neighbor. Do not make your hired workers wait until the next day to receive their pay. Do not insult the deaf or cause the blind to stumble. You must fear your God. I am the Lord. Do not twist justice in legal matters by favoring the poor or being partial to the rich and powerful. Always judge people fairly. Do not spread slanderous gossip among your people. Do not stand idly by when your neighbor's life is threatened. I am the Lord. Do not nurse hatred in your heart for any of your relatives. Confront people directly so you will not be held guilty for their sin. And do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against a fellow Israelite, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Proverbs 17, "Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends." Later in that same chapter, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Matthew 5, "You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For He gives His sunlight to both the evil and the good, and He sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you're kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." Galatians 5, "Through love, serve one another." Galatians 6, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." James 5, "Brethren, if any among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." 1 Peter 1, "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart." Romans 13, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another." So says Romans 12:10. 1 Peter 5, "Yes, all of you be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." And finally, brethren, here's 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. "If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans, and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love one others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor, and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It's not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
Kingdoms of my heart. speak to me from heaven above. Fill thou my soul that I may know thy love, thy wondrous love. Hush my heart to hear thy faintest whisper. Speak, dear Lord. Dear Lord, oh, may my will be lost in thine, my yielded heart to thee I now resign. Speak, Lord, I pray, let the flood tide of thy glory like a mighty sea sweep o'er me, while I worship and adore thy name, thy matchless name, precious holy name, through eternal. From Calvary, where thou, O Christ, didst shed thy blood for me, in agony, speak of thy undying mercy to me. There
our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, with our focus being on the fact that love works, that true love that only comes from God, expressed through the gift of His Son and the salvation offered to us. Others see God's love through our works. I'm happy that you joined us. Our goal is that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your faithful support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. I would love to hear from you. If you haven't done so already, then please make a note of our new post office box and address your letter to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, our new address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can listen to programs and find the playlist of songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope.
So many folks are lonely. Oh Lord, they need someone to care. And when I look about and see them, I can't making this my prayer. Let your be seen. Let your love